to say mercy rewrote our life. It is true, Lord Almighty, as we're standing here, we are not better than people out there. But your grace and your love chose us before the foundation of the world. So we can come, O Lord, and stand in your presence like Moses and the people that came once in front of Mount Zion, Lord, when you came down. Lord Almighty, you were speaking and Moses was translating to the people what you were saying. Oh, what a sight to see the Almighty God Himself among His people. So tonight, Lord Almighty, you said that everywhere two or three gathered in my name, there I am. So we believe, Lord Almighty, that you are in our midst, that you'll bless your people through the word, anoint the lips that will be speaking, anoint the ear that will be listening, and anoint, Lord, the heart that will receive the word. We commit this time to you, Lord. I don't want to forget to pray and to thank the pastor of this church for allowing me to stand, O Lord, in front of his people and speak, Lord, the oracles of God. Bless him, bless his ministry, bless his family. We thank you, Lord, and we pray also for the convention in Mashingo. And we believe, Lord, that your people will be gathering around the word, as you said in the Bible, that everywhere the carcass will be, there the eagle will come. And the only time, Lord Almighty God, that the eagle come together is the time of feeding. And when they fly alone. So we believe, Lord, that we'll come and eat the word of God and fly alone to live as eagles. Bless your people as we commit everything to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I greet you all tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I convey also greetings from Brother Beckett and the church that side. Amen. I'm not here to present myself or introduce myself. I know that you know me. I also know you. But not from here, not from Harare. From somewhere. Amen. But I know that you forgot my face. But we know each other. God bless you. Amen. So I'm going to read in the book of Genesis chapter 3. Verse 14 to 15. The Bible says, "And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life." And I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Do you know that in the Bible? Verse 15. That the first time that God promised the coming of Christ. He is speaking here about the seed of the woman. Amen. Genesis 12, verse 1-3. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, "Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee." And I will make of thee a great nation, and will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Amen. May you take your seat. May the Lord bless the reading of the word. So tonight I just want to preach on the seed carriers. The seed carriers. So we God promised here the seed of the woman, that the seed of the woman will come. And as I said, that was the first time that God has started to reveal the hidden secret, the secret that he had in his mind. Remember when Brother Bana preached, the mystery of God revealed. He said there was a hidden secret in the mind of God. And one part of that secret, it was the coming of himself in a body of flesh. So here in Genesis 3, God started to reveal that hidden secret. And he called it the seed of the woman. Amen. And that actually, he knew that he would defeat Satan here on earth. Brother Nab said this war never started here. And it's not our war. We have nothing to do in there. That war started in heaven. And the devil, he fall here on earth. And God followed him. And he knew that he will defeat him. He will defeat him here on earth. Amen. The seed carriers with an S at the end, brother. So now God wanted to show by this scripture that he will defeat Satan here. By the hidden secret. Now, then from there, God started to write the Bible with the story of big men. You know, the big men in the Bible that we know, Noah, Enoch, all of them there, up until Abraham. The Bible is actually the story of the life of certain people. But God was hiding, he was hiding the coming of the seed of the woman through the life of these people. Amen. So when we come to Abraham, now God said to him, leave this place, leave your family, leave your country, and you must go somewhere where I'll show you, and you'll become a big nation. And now, from Abraham, the Bible speaks about a lot of seeds. The Bible speaks about the seeds of Abraham. But here we are talking about the seed, or the seed of the woman. Amen. And now, the seed carrier is what I'm talking about. Remember, when God gave that promise, the devil was there. And the devil heard it, that the seed of the woman is coming to defeat him. And the devil now was busy. He went in his study room to study what must he use to go against the seed of the woman, or to destroy that seed of the woman. Amen. Because he was there. When God said that, he was there right there in the serpent. And God made sure that the devil must listen to this. But there is something that the devil doesn't know. Brother Abraham said, before the foundation of the world, before the foundation even of the earth and the heaven, before even the creation of angels, God had the conference. And when we're talking about conference, he had a conference with certain people. Oh my. And in that conference, I was there. It's for your information. I was there. And let me tell you something. Don't stumble now. We decided in that conference that God must come in the flesh. We decided. And there in that conference, the devil wasn't there. So he doesn't know the plan. Amen. And now God, what we decided is this one. God said, I will make a drama. I want to write a drama for me to come in the flesh. I want you guys to go there and to play a certain role. To begin with, Adam, you must start. Adam said, what must I do? You see, you must fall. Say, no. How? Say, no. I know what I will do. You must fall, then I will come to save you. Amen. And he distributed roles up until your pastor here. I remember he told him, you're going in Harare to play the role of a pastor. Amen. To play a role. But listen to this. For Adam to come on earth, for your pastor and you to come on earth, we bypass something. Why? God wanted you to forget that conference. So that when you come on earth, you'll be playing your role like if it is real. But it's not real. Then God will send the word. And the word will bring back the knowledge. That's why Jesus said, in that day, they will know. In that day, they will do what? They will know that the Father is in me. I am the Father. You are in me. I am in you. That unity, Jesus did not say that in that day, the unity will take place. No. But they will know. It means that the knowledge will come. Amen. It's like now we're sitting here, and suddenly we hear outside there, you know, this big car, black car, they come. And the bodyguards and so forth. They come here, they're looking for Mr. Chesa. What's going on now? He said, no. There's a letter here. The President Mnangagwa is looking for you. Actually, you are his younger brother. When you were born, they lost you. But he did his research. He found that you are a pastor here. Now look, tell me. Is Pastor Chesa became Mnangagwa brother when they told him? No. He always be his brother. But now the knowledge comes. The knowledge comes. And when the knowledge comes, his attitude changes. Amen. Amen. You used to call him every time. Pastor, how are you? I wanted just to find out how are you. And since that minute, when you call him, somebody has picked the phone. Who are you? No, I want to speak to my brother. Who's your brother? Brother Blessing Chester. Yeah. You phoning here the presidential family. You must have a certain, the attitude around you changes. Let me tell you something. You are always a son of God. always. But when the message came to give you the knowledge, and when you receive the knowledge, your attitude changes. Amen. Oh my. That's why when you come to the pastor here, pastor, pray for me because my stomach, it's just a drama. You're just playing a drama. What the doctor said that I've got cancer. Drama. There's nothing real there. It's a drama. God wants you to play that so that he can come and heal you. Just, Brother Branham said, this life is not real. This is just the image of the real life. He said, if you see a tree, that shows that there's a real tree somewhere. Amen. If it was a reality, you know what God did? When we had that conference, he took the picture of each and everyone. I don't know if you go to Facebook. You know when you go to Facebook, 10 years ago, when you opened the account, you were young, handsome, with your tie nice. They took a picture of you. You put it on the profile. 10 years later, you're changing the picture because your face is decaying. You cannot put the picture when you were 25 years old. People say, but we know this guy. He's 55. You must put now the picture. You don't have hair, you don't have teeth because you are 60 something. In Facebook, you are changing the profile. You are changing the picture because this body is decaying. Oh, let me tell you something. God, he took your picture in that time, and no one will change that. And you are going back to that. And he put that picture in the family album. And when the mighty angel came down, he brought the album. When he opened the album, I saw myself in there. I saw myself in there. Amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. So God told Abraham, leave this place. Go somewhere now. Because I must start now with the seed of the woman. I know that the devil knows about it. He's waiting for the seed of the woman to come and destroy it. But we know exactly the plan, how God will do things. But when we came on in flesh, we bypass our theophany, so we forget everything. It's like people that are playing the drama. Ne? When they're coming from home to come and play the drama here, they come at the back there. They take their suit off because this man must play the role of a thief. So he must take the cloth of a thief. I must play the role of a drunkard. So I must put the cloth of a drunkard. That sister must play the role of a prostitute. She must put on the cloth of a prostitute. And at backstage, like, we take our cloth, we take everything, even our rings, we put it aside. And we come here. And here we play. That woman is a prostitute. And you, the public, when you look at the stage, and it creates in you a lot of feelings. You laugh, you are angry, you are sad. But this drama here, there's nothing real. That sister, that woman playing the role of a prostitute, she's married. The husband is even sitting there. That brother playing the role of a thief, he's a deacon. But this is a drama. Oh, that's why, brothers and sisters, when you came into the message, you were playing a role. You were all the time in the Shebin drinking. That was a role. That had a sister. She was there on the street there as a prostitute. That was just a role that she was playing. That other one, coming to smoking weed, she was terrible. He was terrible. That was just a role. Amen. And when people play the drama, at the end, what they do, someone will come. Now to do the presentation of the actors. See, I say, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you. And you know the woman that was playing the role of a prostitute is actually Mrs. So-and-so. And she is married and the husband is sitting there. And the lady will come and say, thank you. And the minister that was playing the role of a thief is actually a deacon in a church, an honorable man. And the man will come and say, thank you. And the role that we're playing here, when you die, the pastor will come and read the obituary. I've never seen a dead laying here, and someone comes, he starts telling people, this man was evil. This man laying here, I don't believe that he's going to heaven. He was evil. You know, the other day, we were going somewhere, and he insulted me. You don't do that. Have you ever seen something like that? No. And the New Testament is actually the obituary of the Old Testament. The Bible said, Abraham, God told him, you will have a child by Sarah. You know what Abraham did? Do you know what Abraham did? He did what? Eh? You don't know? He laughed. Oh, you don't know? Genesis 17, brother, put it there. Sarah was not the first one to laugh. Abraham was the first to laugh. Genesis 17. Read with me. Verse 2. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. If you read verse 1, he said, and when Abraham was 19 years old and 9, and the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face. And God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Thou shalt be a father of many nations. Verse 16. He said, and talking about Sarah, when he changed the name of Sarah, and I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yeah, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face. And did what? And laughed. And said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah, thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed. And thou shalt call his name Itchak. In Hebrew, Itchak means laughter. Yeah. Because every time you call that child, you will remember that you laugh at me. Abraham was the first one. So when Sarah laughed, Abraham said God wanted to kill her. Now, remember this, Abraham, he actually doubted. Is that so? Yeah. He doubted. Abraham confirmed it. Abraham doubted the promise that God is giving him. That's the Old Testament. But when Paul comes in the New Testament, writing about the faith of Abraham, oh my, Paul said, Abraham never staggered. He believed God 100%. Why? It was the obituary. Amen. So now listen to these people. It's telling people that Brother made mistake. Oh, they don't know about the obituary. They know nothing about the obituary. Brother made a mistake. Are you foolish or what? You sick? How can someone, a human being, can say such a thing? The prophet of God made a mistake. Where? I've been looking for that. For more than 30 years, I'm in the message. I've been looking that mistake. I've never seen it. There's no mistake. What you think is a mistake, it's something that has life in it. I'm getting it into Mashingo sermon now. I don't want to get there. Let me come back here. So now here, we see now God telling Abraham about the seed, the seed of the woman, that you'll have a child through Sarah. God wanted to show Abraham that Abraham will be one of the seed carrier. One of the seed carrier. So that seed will start from Eve and going through carriers up until the manifestation. Now the devil was busy looking for the seed carriers. And once he found the seed carrier, he destroyed the seed carrier and the seed will not be manifested. Amen. Because he was there, he knew that the seed of the woman will come. Now, let's see together the seed carriers from Abraham. We know that Abraham begets Isaac, and Isaac begets Jacob, and Jacob begets 12 children. Now, among all of them were not the seed carriers. We have Reuben. We have Benjamin. We even have the great among them was Joseph. Amen. All the wisdom of God. And God, he focused all the Bible around Joseph. And the devil was misled. He stayed in himself. So Joseph must be the seed carrier. And he came and he inspired his brother. He said, you must kill him or sell him. They sold Joseph. And Joseph went to Egypt. And the devil followed him. He said, Joseph must be the seed carrier. But let me tell you something. Joseph wasn't the seed carrier. The seed carrier was Judas. Judah was the seed carrier. And with who? Judah. Your pastor knows. With Tamar. Blessed be the prostitution of Tamar. Blessed be the prostitution of Tamar. That's the only place. The only place in the Bible where a prostitution is blessed.
Why? Because when the devil look at Tamar, he look at Judah. He said, no. You see that the seed cannot come through this woman. No. This is prostitution. No. He went somewhere else. God said, I got you. Tamar. Amen. And now when Tamar got was pregnant, she had two children. And now, the day she wanted to give birth, one child just came out, but only the hand. And the midwife that was there put the red thread onto the finger of that child. And he pulled it. And another one came without that thing. So the question is, who is the firstborn? Who is the firstborn? Brother Branham gave the solution. Is it the firstborn was the first to break through? Amen. And the first to break through had a red thread. And the red thread means the Holy Spirit. Who was the first to come? Jesus Christ. And the second one, when he came, they gave him the name Pharisee. Amen. And Brother Branham said, why? Because the first one to break through, they put the red thread and he pulled it. That was the Holy Spirit. And he pushed Pharisee under the anointing of the Holy Spirit to go out. And Pharisee was born under the blood. Amen. So don't come to me and say, William Branham is Jesus. No. The first to break through was Jesus. And he had the Holy Spirit. Then he went back to heaven and he sent William Branham. And he came under the pillar of fire. Amen. And now, when we read the Bible, let's read in the book of Ruth, chapter 4, verse 18. Now, these are the generation of Pharisees. See, Pharisee was the son of Tamar and Judah. Pharisee begat Ezron. And Ezron begat Ram. And Ram begat Aminadab. And Aminadab begat Nashon. Nashon begat Solomon. And Solomon begat Boaz. And Boaz begat Obed. And Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat David. Look at the seed carriers. Those names, they are not popular. Amen. They are not popular. Imagine, in the time of Moses, Moses actually lived the same time with Nashon. Nashon was one of the captain. But the Bible doesn't. The Bible just put the name. And he was the son of Aminadab. But when the Bible speaks, in that time, everything is focused around Moses. That's why the devil look at Moses and say, no. Moses must be a seed carrier. I must kill him. He did the best to kill Moses. He did this and God, he was so wise. God also was focusing on Moses. Making Moses to jump this side, to go that side, to go. But the reality, Nashon was there. The seed was with Nashon, not with Moses. Amen. You go in the time of Joshua, a great man, a powerful man of God. The devil say, this guy, he must be the seed carrier. Joshua must be the king. Because he's a man of war. I must do my best to kill him. But Joshua wasn't the man of the seed carrier. The seed carrier was General Solomon. And General Solomon, he got married. He got married not to a Jewish girl. He got married to a prostitute. Again, another prostitute. The devil looked, said, if it's not Joshua, it cannot be Solomon. With a prostitute. I mean, that seed, I know it's God himself. And coming through a prostitute, no way, just leave them alone. This, they are already in my pocket. But God was there. Amen. So Joshua wasn't the seed carrier. The real seed carrier was the general Solomon. And he came. And he gave birth to Boaz. And Boaz, instead of him, if Boaz was get married to a Jewish girl from Bethlehem, the devil could look at that situation. But someone came from Moab. Say, no, I know them. The devil say, I know the law. Already here, there is something fishy. With a Moabite, there's something wrong there. Praise be the name of the Lord. With a Moabite, I can't accept this. But that woman, she was a seed carrier. Solomon was a seed carrier. Amen. You see, the seed carriers, they are very simple people. They are also humble. Why that? Why God does that? God does that to mislead the devil. To mislead the devil. Now read with me in the book of Matthew chapter 1. Let's read the seed carriers. Their names. Amen. Verse 1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the seed of the woman. The son of David. The son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac begat Jacob. And Jacob begat Judah and his brethren. And Judah begat Phares and Zarah of Tamar. The first woman. A prostitute. And Phares begat Esrom. And Esrom begat Aram. And Aram begat Aminadab. Aminadab begat Nashon. And Nashon begat Solomon. Solomon begat Boaz of Rahab. Another one. Prostitute. And Boaz begat Obed of Ruth. Where is she from? And Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat David, the king. And David begat who? Solomon. Of who? Of her that had been the wife of Uriah. Another one. Another one. All these people, when you look at their life, the devil say, no. It can't be. It's not them. But God was behind them. Because God knew that the seed of the woman is coming with the cleansing blood. Amen. The prophet said that the lineage of Seth, they were so humble, simple people, poor. And he said in why little Bethlehem? He said, poor people, Joseph and Mary, both real poor. And here there was in this little stable. How humble God makes himself. And that we try to make ourselves something great. Can't you see how God humbled himself? And take the things that not. That he might bring to pass his great promises. How that little Jehovah, laying in a manger, wrapped the cloth taken off of the back of a yoke. They were poor. They were nothing at all. And God likes that. Amen. If you read in the Bible, go look for it.
When Saul was chasing David, Saul, the king Saul was chasing. He was chasing David. David ran away. David could not stand Saul. He ran away. He went to hide somewhere. And the Bible said that his brothers, they heard about it. And they came to him. His brother came to him. And who was his brother? Read in 1 Samuel chapter 22. Now, if you can find yourself here, you are also the brother of David. Or the son of David. Now read here. David, verse 1. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down to him. Now listen to the description of his brother. The people that came around him. He said, and everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was in discontent, they gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. Oh, brother, I don't like debt, brother. I don't like. God will make sure. God will make sure that you are so stressful. I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent. I really don't know, Pastor. Yeah, I don't. Drama. We're just playing a role, man. It's not real, all these things. You can even cry. Drama. Amen. So the people that came around David, before David became king, you look at David and say, but that one owe me money. And you calling yourself son of God. Tell him, I'm in the army of David. Don't worry. We're getting there. The rain is coming. I will be member of the government. Amen. I'll be member of the government. I was recently in Babel Tabernacle, then in Cape Town. I was busy with the son of David, showing God's people the reign in the millennium. The reign in the millennium. He said, the Bible said that he made us priest and king. Is that so? Are you king? But if I ask you a question, if you are a key priest, can you prove it to me? You'll tell me, yeah, because I pray. Because I intercede for many people. But now if I ask you, are you king? Where is your kingdom? Who are your subject? You must have an answer, which is scriptural. Ah, man. And these kind of things, someone will come and tell you that the brother Branham made a mistake. If you don't see that, it doesn't mean that God did not say it. God said it in the message of the hour. But God must open your eyes for you to see it. And if God doesn't want you to see it, you will never see it. You will never see it. Amen. Let me give you something little for that will come there in Mashingo. Jesus was sitting with his disciple. And they were eating the Last Supper. And suddenly, he said to Judah, and go do what you must do. Judah stood up and he went outside. Now, if you were there in that time, you were passing You will see Judas out of the message of the hour. Because all that were in the message of the hour, they were inside the house. And you ask Judah, what are you doing out of the message? Judas will show you a coat. Jesus himself, the messenger, he said to me this. A coat. And it's because of this coat that I leave the message. Now listen to this. In the house, the Bible said, all of them, they try to understand the meaning of what Jesus said. They all fail. I want to tell you something. They are caught in the message. They are not there for the bride. There are certain codes that the prophet put there in the message, not for the bride. He said, there are things that we must say purposely for other people to stumble, other people to go astray. Amen. Other people to move, to go. Amen. It was a coat. Judas went out of the message because of a coat. And Peter, James, John, they were not able to explain that coat. The only person who knew the explanation of the coat was Judas. Go out. Amen. They will come with a coat, brother. Read here. This is what Brother Branham said. What do you say? Tell him what I will say. It's like there was a convention, brother. A pastor organized a convention. Pastor M. And the title of the convention was The Mistake of Prophet Noah. And he invited Pastor Japhet and Pastor Sam to come to his convention. They all came. Now, Pastor Sam, he called Pastor Japhet aside. He said, brother, I try to understand this title. I try to meditate. I don't know what to say. And Japhet said, the same here. So what must we say? No, I have an idea. Yeah, we're going to ask the Pastor M to open the convention so that we can have an idea what Pastor Ham, what he wants. And Pastor Ham came, they told me, can you just open the convention? Because we don't really understand what is behind your mind. Oh, Pastor Ham said, no, that's easy. And he started with court after court. After the flood, Noah, the prophet of this time, he planted a vine. Is it not written in the Bible? It's there. It's one of the tapes. That Noah, he made wine. And Noah, he drank wine. It's one of the quotes in the message of Noah. And Noah, he slept in this tent naked. It's a quote. It's in the message of Noah. And Pastor M was he was proving it. Quote after quote. So how can you say this man is a real prophet? Look at this mistake. And now, it was the time of Pastor Ham to Japhet to preach. Japhet came on the pulpit. He said, for me, brothers and sisters, all these things, I just cover them. It's not my problem. It's not my problem.
And when the prophet rose up, they told him, what happened to him? Curse. If you were in the time of Moses, if you were there, you read the quote. Moses went to God. Said, these people, they need water. God said to him, go, speak to the rock. You have that coat. And Moses came out. He took his staff and he hit the rock. And tell me something. What was the attitude of God out of that mistake? Water came out of the mistake. They drank water out of the mistake. But God took Moses, said, leave them drinking the water there. You and me, come behind the mountain. We have to talk. Amen. No one has the right to judge the prophet of God. God himself, he took Moses aside. He said, we have to talk. Out of the mistake, they were drinking water. My problem tonight, if there is a mistake, there's water there. I'll drink that water. Oh, God will judge his prophet. It's not your problem. It's not my problem. It's within God and his friend. But you and me, let's drink. Let's drink. Amen. You know, sometimes these people, they think that William Branham doesn't have children. We are there. We will not go on internet tabernacle, never. We will not see them. Internet tabernacle. No. We will never go there. We will not respond to them, never. They think that we don't have an answer. We do have answers. But we know, some courts are there. It's not for us, it's for them. It's for them. To go astray. Let them go. Oh. I don't know my text. What time must I stop now? Oh. Amen. So we saw that Jesus was the seed of the woman. Amen. Now, I want to shock you a little bit. Jesus was the seed of the woman. Let me shock you a little bit. Amen. Let's read where we were reading. Matthew chapter 1. Then you'll find something here. The genealogy of Jesus Christ. Now, we continue reading there. Let's read the verse, to be quick, verse 14. And Azor begat Sadok, and Sadok begat Ashum, and Ashum begat Eliub. And Eliud begat Eleazar, and Eleazar begat Matan, and Matan begat Jacob. Now listen. And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. The Bible did not continue saying, and Joseph begat Jesus. Never. So, in truth, all these people from Abraham, they were actually the ancestors of Joseph. Yeah. Because if you say that they were the ancestors of Jesus, so Joseph is the father of Jesus.
Now, brother, where are you taking us now?
Now, what has been? God is so wise. He spoke about the seed of the woman, and the devil heard it, and God started to play with him. And the devil was looking for the physical seed of the woman. And the physical seed of the woman stopped with Joseph. So, Brother Branham said that the body of Christ, the sperm and the eggs were created and put in Mary. Jesus was not a Jew. Otherwise, you and me, we are perished. The prophet said this in Jehovah Jireh. And it's not on condition at all. It's God's covenant with Abraham. And not only Abraham, but his seed after him. Now, the seed of Abraham, physical seed, a material seed, of course, was the Jewish people. That was the Jewish people. Now, the true seed of Abraham, what the Bible says, the seed of Abraham, or the seed of the woman, or the seed of Abraham, the prophet said, then finally one day, come the royal seed. He also called it the royal seed. The seed of the woman, the royal seed, the seed of Abraham. He said, not born of a man, but conceived in the womb of a virgin by God himself with no sexual desire. Holy Spirit born. When the Holy Ghost overshadowed a little virgin and conceived in there, the true seed of Abraham, the faith that Abraham had in God. That's the seed of Abraham, or the royal seed. That the faith that Abraham had in God. God had made a promise of this seed, born of a virgin birth. Then he had all power over all the gates of the enemy. What is the woman? It's about the kind of faith that Abraham had on the promise. Amen. The first seed was the physical seed of Abraham. It stopped with Joseph. But the second seed is the spiritual seed, which was the faith that Abraham had. He said in super sign. He said the seed of in Isaac was natural. That was the first seed. His second seed was faith. The faith that Abraham had in God that brought the natural seed. The faith that Abraham had in God changed his body when he was an old man and brought the natural seed. And that same faith brought Christ to the earth because it was a promise of God. The first seed was the natural seed with Isaac and all the seed carriers. But the second seed was the faith that Abraham had in God. Amen. And today, that same faith, that same seed is somewhere. Brother Branham says in the book of Exposition, he said, notice the harmony of the Father and the Son. Jesus never did anything until it was first showed him by the Father. This harmony is now to exist between the groom and his bride. He shows her his word of life. She received it. She never doubted. Therefore, nothing can harm her. Not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Here is the secret of this. Here is the secret of this. The word is in the bride as it was in Mary. Amen. The seed now is in the bride as it was in Mary. Now the seed of the woman today is in the bride. Praise be the name of the Lord. That where is the seed today? And because the seed is in you, nothing can defeat you. Because you are a seed carrier, God will mislead the devil. He will send him away to go to the prophet. I saw a prophet. There's a brother who told me they don't call them prophet here inside. They call them prophet. They call them prophet. Call them prophet. So the devil will go there. They have 200,000 people. And they are playing with them. And he will come on television. And he will tell everybody, I'm a seed carrier. I'm a son of God. We're going to the rapture. And everybody call him reverend, pastor, prophet. And in the meantime, there is a simple someone staying somewhere in Mbare. Seed carrier. When he's going down here, no one notices him. He goes, he doesn't even have a fridge. He's going back home, he doesn't even know how am I going to eat. But in his heart, the seed of God is there. Amen. And when he says to people, I'm a seed carrier, they look at him. Why are you poor? The devil will tell you, you are not a son of God. If you were a son of God, you cannot suffer like this. You pray and God doesn't answer. You pray. Listen, that day that brother gave the testimony. God responded. But you, since you've been praying, nothing. You are not one of them. When things like that happen in your mind, just go out. Found someone who's drinking. Ask him, in your life, have you ever come in your mind someone telling you that you are not a son of God? Ask him. Because if you want to know how the devil acts and reacts, just look at the unbelievers. Just ask him, have you ever come in, you know, one day you're just sitting somewhere and in your mind someone is telling you are not a son of God. If you were a son of God, why are you suffering? He will tell you, I don't know those things. Just leave me alone. Then go back to the devil. Tell him, if you're coming with this thought, it's because you know that I'm a son of God. Amen. It's because you know I am in the army of David. It's because you know that the seed is inside of me. It's because you know I'm one of them. It's because you know that the Holy Spirit is in me. Now tell me. Why? You remember last year you did this and that and this and that. You know, let me tell you something. I'll come to that. Brother Branham says that the God, through Paul, wanted to tell the Ephesians that you must get out of your mind the idea that you can be a Christian today and tomorrow God lose you
and after tomorrow you are again a son of God, and then after 2 years you are lost, you're going to hell. Get that out of your mind. If you do something wrong, and you can do something wrong, really something evil, this has nothing to do with your salvation. But let me tell you something. That thing that you do, you will be punished. The only thing that will stop God from punishing you is repentance. If you repent, God forget it. And he take it, he put it in the sea of forgetfulness. And there's a boat there. No fishing. No fishing. The only person who got fish there is the devil. He will go and fish and come to you and remind you. When the devil speaks, talk to you about your past. Tell him about this future. Amen. Tell him about his future. Tell him, you know what is happening, what will happen to you? Amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. Let me finish here. Let me finish here. The word is in you. The word is inside of you. You are a son of God. And nothing can defeat you. Brother Branham said, if God doesn't finish with you, nothing. He said, we will take, for instance, Noah in the Bible. There was a flood that came on, and all the earth was destroyed. The vegetation and everything was destroyed. But Noah and the seed that he had taken into the ark, God's purpose can never be defeated. There is nothing can defeat it. So how happy ought we to be today? Resting upon that beautiful revelation of the word. That there is neither things present, no things that can come. There's no sickness, no sorrow, no death, no peril, no nothing can separate us from the purpose of the living God. Even death cannot. Death is like a taxi. Death, it's like a taxi. You call a taxi, I want to go to town. And death takes you there. And it's like, we know in South Africa we have some taxi that we call Uber. Uber. You have an app on your phone. And you request a taxi. And where the driver is, the nearest driver, he will receive your request. And he come at your door. And you set up the destination. And the driver doesn't have to ask you. You set up the destination, and it appears in his phone. He knows the address, he knows the street and the number. And he got into his GPS, and he drives you. So God will send death to your door, like Uber. And he set up the destination, sixth dimension. Amen. Amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. So God today is looking for seed carriers. God needs seed carriers. And if you are one of them, brothers and sisters, nothing can defeat you. Even not death, sickness, poverty, nothing can defeat you. God bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen.